Catholic or Protestant, Unionist or Nationalist, not much matters more in Northern Ireland than identity and the symbols of sectarian struggle to preserve it. Thursday's election will test both, with the likelihood of a nationalist Sinn Féin victory sweeping away 100 years of pro-British dominance and a possible unionist boycott of the power-sharing government as a result.
This will be very significant because, of course, Sinn Féin, as its primary intention is to see Northern Ireland no longer exist. It wants to see Irish unification. So to have Sinn Féin as the largest party in the Assembly in Northern Ireland, bearing in mind that Northern Ireland was created to maintain a unionist majority, would be remarkably significant.
Dan O'Murray is a young nationalist voter born in 1998 when the Good Friday Agreement brought an end to the Troubles. He grew up on streets that then as now bear the marks of violence and division.
The attack still happened, and happened as recently as last year on up the road, just in the Springfield Road. So there is that element of they're still there. I think you have to give democracy a chance. You know, let this new assembly, if it is to be an ISIS first minister, you know, let ISIS show that there's no desire to go back there. It's going to take time and trust and work and dialogue and, you know, maybe not physically, but metaphorically breaking down the walls together.
Change appears closer now, accelerated by the UK's departure from the EU and the sea border protocol put in place to avoid a hard land border that would have jeopardised peace on the island of Ireland. The protocol, as it's known, is loathed by ardent unionists who demand its removal because, for them, it undermines Northern Ireland's place in the United Kingdom. People like Billy Hutchinson, who spent 15 years in prison for the murder of two Catholic men in the 1970s. Now, as a unionist politician, he believes Brexit and the protocol have put at risk the Good Friday Agreement itself.
What you're saying is if the protocol stays, Stormont is gone.
Yeah.
Effectively, the Good Friday Agreement is gone.
Yeah. I'm not a unionist amongst 900,000. I'm a unionist amongst 62 million. And I want my economy to be run from London, not run from Europe, from Brussels or Dublin.
This is an election then perhaps more important than any before it, in which the power-sharing arrangements that have underpinned peace in Northern Ireland since 1998 could collapse, with profound consequences for the prospect of a united Ireland and for the future of the United Kingdom.
This tiny province that has seen and experienced so much could soon find itself again in uncharted territory. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Belfast.